we're doing the Ramban Torat Hashem Tmima, and the Ramban had begun by quoting to us that the Torah is more encompassing in its revelation of how Hashem runs the world, more so than looking at nature. Vitanya, and the Braisa says, this is a Midrash, Chizkiya Barchiya Omer, Divrei Torah Atara LaRosh. The words of Torah are the crown on one's head. Anak lagargeret, they are the necklace around one's throat. Melugmal alev, they are the cure for one's heart. Kilorit la'ayin, they are the balm to cure the eye. Retia la'makah, they are the cure you put on a wound. Kosikarin nivnei me'ayim, they are the calming, soothing drink for one's digestive system. Umarpe laguf, and they are a holistic medicine for the whole body. Atara l'rosh, Torah is the crown on the head, as the pasuk says, ki livyatchinim l'roshecha, Torah is the crown on your head. Anak l'gargeret, Torah is like your necklace, as the pasuk says, v'anakim l'gargerotecha. Melugma l'alev, Torah is the cure for the heart, as the pasuk says, misamechei lev, Torah makes one's heart happy. Kilorit l'ayim, Torah is the cure for the eye, as the pasuk says, me'irat einayim, Torah enlightens the eye. Retia la'makah, it's the cure for a wound, as the pasuk says, Rifut tehi l'sharecha, Torah cures one. Kosikarin lembenei me'ayim, it's soothing for one's digestion, as the pasuk says, Shikui la'atzmotecha. So how do you know that Torah gets absorbed in all parts of the body? As the pasuk says, Ulechol besaro marpe, Torah affects all of one's body. So that's part one. Torah, says Ramban, firstly, helps one recognize that Hashem is running the world. Secondly, Torah affects one in every aspect of one's life, but this is all introductory. He will break it down to how the Torah actually affects us. Ve'od omer David HaMelech, and further says King David, Galeinai ve'abita niflot mitoratecha, Hashem, please reveal my eyes. I want to see the wondrous things of your Torah. Havineni, David HaMelech says, I want to understand so I could watch and observe your Torah. Lechol tichla ra'iti ketz, everything, says David HaMelech, has an end point. But rechava mitzvatcha me'od, but your mitzvos, I don't see any end point. The Torah is so broad, so wide, I don't see any end. I could always learn and learn more, and I'm never done. Ufsukim arbe yesh mizayinyan banavim uvaktuvim. There are many verses like this in the Tanakh. They keep telling us how honorable, how wonderful the Torah is, better than everything else in the world. Torah is greater than what the wisest of men perceive. So we have to ask, after this introduction, says the Ramban, we have to ask, what's so great about the Torah? Ramban says, I've just introduced all these different sources that tell us how wonderful Torah is. Well, what's so wonderful about Torah? That's going to be the focus of the speech. What's this great wisdom that's in Torah? When you look at Torah, it actually seems pretty simple. You see, young students read Torah and they think they understand it. People learn Torah and you ask a third grader, yeah, I understand Torah. You ask a fifth grader, sure, I understand Torah. You ask an eighth grader, he says, why would you have to spend a lifetime learning Torah? So says the Ramban, what's so great about the Torah? You'll see nations, they'll tell you, we translated Torah, we have an art scroll, we have translations of the Torah, we have the Jewish Press edition, we have the King James edition, we could learn Torah too. So if everyone seems to feel like they can master Torah, why do we say Torah is so unique, special, encompassing, wise? And if you look at the world, it seems like other nations also have legal systems. They also have ethical systems. They also have rules that they've established. And they don't seem to be so different from Torah. So the Ramban says, we are going to analyze what makes Torah so special. Why do we say that Torah is so great? And that is going to be our focus. And so the Ramban begins, and we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next week. We'll just start the Ramban's answer. Tchilat kol davar yishcha ladat, the first thing you have to know. Shekol ma sha'anivrim yodim u'mevinim, kulam perot ha'Torah, o perei perot shela. You have to know that you're living in a world that has been greatly affected by the Torah. When you see other systems, when you see other knowledge, you have to know that there's a lot of what you see that is the fruits of Torah. He says, everything people know and understand is a derivative of Torah. And if it weren't for Torah, says the Ramban, there'd be no difference between the man and the donkey he rides on. Man is really merely a more sophisticated animal. And so Ramban will continue with that. He's starting a point. He will explain it. We'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next week.